What is up, everybody, and welcome back to the Primal King Podcast. This is episode number 213. All right. So have you ever had somebody tell you, hey, you know, nothing personal, or, you know, don't take it personal? Well, here's the deal. Obviously, we shouldn't be holding on to hate. We shouldn't be holding on to bitterness. But maybe, just maybe, you should actually take some of these things personal. Maybe that could be the best fuel, the best fire that you could ever actually have is some of that negativity coming your way. So I want to dive into that, how to harness that, and how to actually use it to fuel you. Also, if you haven't yet, we're getting right down to the last few days before Christmas. You know, if you have that person out there and it's just like, I'm not sure what to get them. Maybe they already have everything. Maybe they're just impossible to buy for. Well, here's the deal. Everyone loves steaks. Everyone loves, you know, beef sticks or, you know, roasts or whatever it is, briskets. You know, if you have that grilling person in your life, you know, there's always these things that we can get for people, because we all know, especially for men, the fastest way to their heart is through their belly, right? And you know, getting some great meat for those guys, perfect gift idea. You can also get gift cards if you're not sure what to get for them. So you have that option as well. Go to crossomeats.com, crossomeats.com. Get the gift card, get the meat, get whatever it is that you need. We also have a bunch of our soaps and our salves available. Some of them are still sold out right now, but we do have some available. So for the ladies out there, if you're like, hey, maybe she doesn't want a steak for Christmas, good chance she probably wants some salves, lotion, stuff like that, that is completely natural. So again, go to crossomeats.com, get all your Christmas shopping done there, grab a gift card if something is sold out, and they can always redeem it later. All right, everybody, let's get started. So the question is this: how do we live the best life that we can with the limited amount of time that we get to be here? Is it by accumulating success and fame and fortune and everything else that society tells us that we need in order to be fulfilled? Or is it much more simple than that? My name is Derek Wilson. I'm the host of the Primal King Podcast, and we're going to be answering this as well as many other questions as we move forward. What is up, everybody, and welcome back to the Primal King Podcast. As always, super excited to have you on board for another solo episode. So today, you know, I want to talk to you about maybe you should take it personal. You know, maybe some of those things that people tell you, maybe some of the things that have happened to you in life, like maybe you actually should take it personal. And here's how I want to set this up, because I know that so oftentimes we don't want to hold hate in our heart, right? Especially if you're a Christian, we don't want to hold grudges. We don't want to have hate in our heart. You know, even if you're not a Christian, like, just, you know, it's not good to hold on to hate and to hold on to bitterness and all of those feelings. But what you also have to understand is that there's kind of this yin and yang with everything, right? There's this too much or not enough of everything. And what I see so oftentimes is that maybe people get hate, they get criticism, they get, you know, bullied, like all of these different things. And either they, A, just kind of let it run right off their back, you know, water off a duck's back, or B, the other side is that they hold on to it and they don't understand how to use that, how to leverage that, how to utilize that kind of that more negative energy. And it's really fascinating, right? Because I see this so often with, you know, athletes over the years, and, you know, that like kids that I've been able to coach, and even in myself, because, you know, you kind of look back and it's like, okay, if there's really only two ways or two things, let's call it, that will really push you to do the things you want to do, or to do anything for that matter, it's either going to be to avoid pain or to gain pleasure, right? Like, every decision that you make in life is boiled down to one of those two things. Some of them are easier to understand, others maybe aren't. But again, like, literally every decision that you make is either, you know, your brain is justifying one of those two things. I'm making this decision to, you know, avoid pain, or I'm doing it to gain pleasure. You know, like right now we're doing some buildings here around the ranch, and they're both to avoid pain, right? Like, we're building one of these, you know, kind of this add-on to our shop, so I'm not having to haul barley back and forth every other week on bad snowy roads, right? Like, I made that decision to avoid the pain of having to drive back and forth every day. You know, and then there's maybe other things in your life that you do to gain pleasure, right? Like girls going out there, get your hair did, right? You probably are doing that to gain pleasure, right? You look better. It makes you feel better, pleasure. And so really, like, literally every one of these decisions come down to that. Now, the pain side of it, though, and I've said this time and time and time again, and hopefully it's really getting beaten into your heads, that pain is the biggest motivator. Pain will motivate you much more than pleasure will, right? Like, people will do just about everything, you know, anything they need to do. You know, if they're in pain and they're poverty and they're starving to death, like, people will kill each other over that, right? But on the flip side of that, to gain pleasure, I don't think there's a lot of people, unless you're just some sick, twisted weirdo, that would actually kill people to gain pleasure, right? But on the flip side of that, again, with the pain, you'll do just about anything you can to get out of it. That's why, you know, people torture other people to get information. You'll do anything to avoid that pain. So when it comes to the pain side of this and taking things personal, you have to ask yourself, like, okay, what are the things that's happened to me in my life? And then also, what is it that I can do, or how is it that I can actually leverage those things to be good? And this is where I get so sick and tired of our victim culture that we live in now, right? Because it's like, oh, I was treated poorly because of this, or, you know, this happened to me because of that. And so because of all of that stuff, I'm just going to throw my hands up in the air and say life isn't fair and sit here and throw a temper tantrum for the rest of my life. Or on the flip side of that, what I would suggest is that if these bad things happen, you can use that as leverage, as fuel, as fire to be able to go out there and be successful. And again, like, just even taking sports, right? Super, super simple way. But even taking sports, you know, Tom Brady was driven, just driven by this negative energy of him dropping into the sixth round of the NFL draft, right? Like, he basically was one round away from not even being drafted. I can't remember how many 15, 20, 25 quarterbacks drafted ahead of him. But what he did is that all of that negativity that came with that, and, you know, most six-round quarterbacks, like, they don't even make the team in the NFL, right? They get cut. They're out of the league in a year, whatever. And he was able to take that and continuously use that to stoke the fire in him to be great. You know, Aaron Rodgers, another one that he was projected to go in the top three picks in the draft. And he goes to the draft, and maybe for some of you football people, you won't understand this as much, but they have a lot of, like, the very top draft picks come to the actual draft. And so you have cameras on them every time the draft, you know, is getting, you know, another team is getting ready to pick their player. It's showing them on camera. Is he going to go yet? Is he? And he slid, like, all the way down to the bottom of the first round. And, you know, he felt absolutely humiliated because, again, every time a team would go up there, oh, maybe this is when they take Rodgers, and they cut to him on the camera and they're showing him and his family, and then they select somebody else and he's on camera being like, what the heck, man? You know, and, like, he'll still talk about the fact that that absolutely fueled him. It drove him to be great. You know, Michael Jordan talked about, you know, getting cut from his high school varsity team, you know, and you can go down the list. You go into so many of these people who are successful in business, and so many of them are successful because of some of the bad things that happened to them, some of the humiliating things that happened to them, some of the, you know, the worst possible scenarios that could have happened. You know, there's people who go on to be successful after maybe losing a parent, and then they go out there and they use that energy, they use that negative, or what you would look at as that pain, to actually fuel them. And this is why I think the way that we, our relationship kind of culturally around pain is very much misguided, because it seems like what we want to do is we want to tell people, when you're going through pain, what you should be doing is, you know, feeling sorry for yourself, essentially. I mean, we don't tell them that necessarily, but, you know, we should empathize with those people because they're going through pain, and we should try to understand their pain. And yes, that's all fine and dandy, but at the end of the day, is that actually helping people? And my argument would be, on a bigger scale, no, it's not. What we do is we end up becoming a nation of victims. We end up becoming a whole country full of people, because here's the hard truth, is that every single person, I don't care how rich you grow up, how poor you grow up, there's going to be some things in your life, in your childhood, or at some point in your life that is going to be bad. That could be the loss of a close friend, a close, you know, a parent, a spouse, a kid. You know, there's going to be, you know, maybe you're made fun of, you know, maybe you're bullied big time in school as a kid. Like, there's going to be some stuff that you go through that is very, very tough. Very, very tough. And then it becomes a matter of, okay, that happened. Now what do we do? And what I would encourage people to do is to start looking at that as the coal to build the fire, right? Or to stoke the fire with. That literally is the fuel if you can harness it the right way. So if you look back at your life, like I'll never forget, and it's kind of embarrassing. So when I was going through puberty, you know, like some boys especially, they kind of get a little chubby when they're going through puberty. And that was absolutely me. You know, I all my younger years, you know, when I was like 0 to, you know, 12, 13 years old, whatever it was, you know, I was very skinny, like super skinny. And then all of a sudden I start hitting puberty and all of a sudden it's like, I'm fat. Like, you know, I have cellulite in my belly and stuff. It was crazy. And I remember being so self-conscious about it. And I remember like this happening to other boys, especially too, you know, that were always kind of slim. And then all of a sudden it's like, you know, so-and-so's got a little fat and it's like, yeah, you know, that change. And then, you know, luckily for me, I kind of stretched out, grew taller and became thin again. But there's like a year or two-ish in there to where I was super self-conscious about it. Cause it's like, hey, I have a mirror, you know, just like we all do. You can see if you're getting fatter. And my middle school football coach was just, he was brutal. Like nowadays you probably couldn't get away with it, honestly. But back then it was normal, but he was just brutal to me. Oh my gosh. You know, used to tell me, cause you know, I'd gotten a little chubbier and they'd have to, you know, track your 40 with a sundial, right? Cause you're so slow, blah, blah, blah. Like, you know, just all of these different, just always it felt like picking on me. And I remember just being so upset and, you know, going into the full victim of he's so mean to me. And why is he always just picking on me and blah, blah, blah. Right. As a kid, like you go through that. And a lot of us, even as adults, we go through that. But then what was funny is that fueled me so much to want to be good in football after that, you know, cause then it was like, I'll show you, man. Like I'll show you picking on me for being fat, picking on me for being slow, like picking on me for all this stuff. And that literally was some of the biggest fuel that he could have ever provided. Now, maybe he was doing that intentionally. Maybe he knew psychologically that's what I needed to be fueled. And if that's the case, great. He was a great coach. Now, if he was doing it just to be a jerk, then he's a jerk, right? But either way, that was something that was completely negative. And nowadays, you'd probably have parents in there filing a lawsuit against the coach for harassment or something. I mean, who knows what would happen now. But at that point, that was absolutely the fuel, the fire that I needed to really push myself. And because of that, I ended up, you know, being fairly successful in sports. And I always kind of had that in the back of my mind. And the point of this is that I feel like so much strife and so much pain and so much of the trauma that that everybody has. Now, is there different degrees? Of course there are, but we all have it. And so then it just becomes so much of a matter of what do you do with it? How do you harness that energy? Because if you have that painful energy, right? That pain that's deep down inside, like what do you do after that? Like I remember even after my dad died, you know, so much pain, so much like, you know, loss and grief and all of that stuff. And there were so many times where I would be out, you know, trying to remodel the house once we moved back and some of that stuff to where it was like, I was just trying to use all of that pain of like, hey, you know, I want to do this stuff and I want this place to be something that my dad would have been proud of, right? Like he maybe can't see it here physically, but you know, despite all of the pain, like I want to use that pain to create something here that he would be proud of. And you know, this podcast is going to be aired on literally the day 7 years after my dad passed away. And I still, even now, 7 years later, I still try to harness that same pain for the stuff that we're doing here, you know, building our direct to consumer meat business. A lot of that, has been built off of the pain of losing him and the pain of what he had to go through up to the point of him never making money and, you know, feeling like he got screwed over by these big beef packers that don't take care of the ranchers. Like, so much of that pain is what's fueled even into our business currently. And, you know, maybe there's some of you who grew up super duper poor, and that pain of being poor and maybe not having food or not having the clothes you want or whatever it is, that pain maybe still to this day fuels you to be successful in the things that you're doing. And so I think that we have this real, real like negative look on pain. We have this real negative look on trauma and some of the things that we go through. And so much of this, and I know this goes against everything that almost anybody out there is saying, and I know that there's going to be some of you who push back on this, and that's fine. I'm open to that conversation. But there's also part of it to where it's like, okay, if the only way that we're treating trauma is just to tell people that they're a victim, that's never going to solve the problem. What I feel like we should need to be doing, we should be doing or need to be doing, is understanding that there is the trauma, and then how do we use that to fuel you to be the best version of yourself, right? Like, again, like maybe you were fat in high school and you got picked on relentlessly over and over and over again, and it left that trauma or those scars or whatever else. And now you look back and it's like, okay, the pain of that, like, I never want to feel that way again. And so maybe that motivates you to be in the best shape that you could ever even think of. Like, maybe your 17-year-old version of yourself, that, you know, that heavy kid or whatever, could never even imagine what you look like now. And you've been able to do that because of the pain. Maybe the business that you built, you know, maybe you grew up super poor and you had parents that, you know, said you were never going to amount to anything, or you had teachers that said you were never going to amount to anything, and you've been able to bottle that up and use that as the fuel to be successful now. And that happens over and over again. Again, whether it's with Tom Brady or Aaron Rodgers or Michael Jordan or any of these, like, go to all of these super, super high level business people and athletes. I guarantee you at some point in their life, they had some form of trauma or pain or negativity, or they were picked on relentlessly. Like, everybody that you see that's super successful has those stories. But you know what? Everybody who's not successful also has those stories. But my argument is the people who are super successful in what they're doing, they've been able to harness that energy a different way. They've been able to essentially use that as their fuel to drive them versus allowing that to be a victim, right? Like even some of my ancestors on my mom's side, they were, you know, they were persecuted against big time back in Spain, right? And it's like, I could look back at that, and it's so far disconnected, it's hard for me to even think, but it's like, I could look back at that and be like, you know, I had ancestors who were persecuted against by, you know, the Spanish or whatever, right? And because of that, I'm a victim, I'm entitled, I'm this, this, and this. Or it's like, no, you know, my ancestors went through horrible, horrible things in order for me to live this life, and so I can take the pain that they had to go through, and I could use that to fuel. Right? And it's just a different way of looking at this. It's a different way of understanding pain and past traumas and past history and all of that stuff, and coming to the conclusion that that could be the best thing that ever happened to you. The worst thing, the most relentless teasing that you ever got, all the times you were picked on by a spouse or by, you know, people in your class, like, that could literally be the best thing that ever happened to you, because it could have provided the fuel that you need to where when you are building that business and you are tired and you're like, you know what? No, I'm going to show that person, you know, I'm going to show whoever it was that I will continue working harder and I will be successful. And it's going to be because of that. Like, what bigger slap in the face could you show to your enemy, to your bully, or whoever it is, that you becoming the best version of yourself in whatever area that may be, whether that's in business and finances, or, you know, whether that's in your marriage. Like, you know, maybe you grew up and you had a girlfriend that cheated on you and, you know, verbally abused you or just was terrible to you. And then that pain of that is like, okay, in my next relationship, I am going to have the best relationship possible. I'm going to show that crazy ex that I actually am worthy of this type of relationship. And there's so many of these different examples that you can go down. But on the flip side of that, if you were cheated on and you were verbally abused or whatever, and you say, okay, now I'm going to carry that over into my next relationship, all of that trauma, all that heartbreak and everything else, how successful are you going to be? You know, if you're going to carry all of that stuff into every relationship for the rest of your life, you're going to end up in a bad spot. But again, if you can use that as motivation to build the best relationship, that's where you'll be able to have success. So my question for you today is, are you maybe not taking things personal enough? You know, somebody who did slight you, don't accept that. Somebody who did cheat, don't accept that. Somebody who did make fun of you, don't accept that. Like, use that as the fuel that you need to go out there and crush it in whatever area of life that you're looking to crush it in. So again, maybe the thing is that you should take this stuff more personal. Yes, I mean, I get it. Don't have bitterness. Don't have hate in your heart. But absolutely, I do feel like there's a place in your heart for that fuel to be stored and for those memories to be, you know, go back on those memories and use that as fuel. All right, everybody, have an awesome day. Have an awesome week. Have a great guest coming up next week. Super excited for it. It'll come out right before Christmas. So, you know, if you guys are driving, if you're road tripping like we are for Christmas, you have a good longer form podcast to be able to listen to, you know, with my guests. So we'll talk to y'all next week. Have a good day.
I absolutely love having you as a listener of the Primal King podcast. If you don't want to miss out on the great content, then it's time to hit that subscribe button right now. Do not be left behind. And then share your thoughts and feedback with a written review of the show. I read every single one of these, and it helps me make sure I am serving you best. It also allows others to find this content, and it builds this community. Make it an awesome day, and we'll see you next time.